Now it's time for the
1, 2, 2
up on the upswing.
$8 billion for Perplexity. Have you used Perplexity? You should. You look at all the different AI startups, all the different platforms. Perplexity is a really good, usable platform. The AI startup has entered fundraising talks that it hopes can take its valuation to at least $8 billion. That's up from $3 billion this summer and around $5 million at the start of the year. The Wall Street Journal reports this yesterday, citing anonymous sources. The two-year-old company is looking to raise roughly $500 million this round, and its success will be, quote, a test of how eager investors are to own a piece of the buzzy AI startups showing signs of market traction, per the Wall Street Journal. Now, OpenAI, whose ChatGPT is really dominating the market still, recently closed on one of the largest funding rounds in Silicon Valley history, raising $6.6 billion at a valuation of $157 billion. Perplexity earned money by selling premium subscriptions to consumers, so it's a pretty simple business model. So it's got to manage its relationships with publishers, too, because it's sourcing content from all over. I really like it. I've been using it for months, but it will be interesting to see how the valuation continues to grow and how they fine-tune their business model moving forward, because you got to get those subscription dollars. Speaking of dollars, Kohl's Cash, will it buy a little bit more for the holidays upcoming? Wisconsin-based Kohl's is positioning its strategy for the holiday season as, quote, offering gifts, more gifts at affordable prices. This is according to Chief Merchandise Officer Nick Jones, said in a news release yesterday that the plan is to further position Kohl's as a destination for gifting at great prices. The department store chain's approach to the 2024 holiday shopping season includes an expanded assortment and a new Kohl's Value gift shop featuring stocking stuffers and grab-and-go, with the majority of the items priced, get this, less than $5, and hundreds of options less than $10. That's a little bit of a difference from what we expect at Kohl's. But they're also adding more gift sets at Sephora, plans to promote jewelry under $25 and toys for as little as $5.99, adding a tree farm to its holiday elements like all stores are. But, you know, it's going to be front-facing right in the front of most of the stores, ornaments, lighting, inflatables, and more. Plus, a larger offering of gift-giving essentials with holiday cards and gift wrap and all the more. It will be interesting to see how Kohl's and consumers take to this strategy. They're going all in on the discounting. So you buy a little bit more, and then you get a little bit more Kohl's Cash and reward, right?